Oh, start with a song. Okay.
Yes, sir. We changed it a little bit.
Excellent. Yeah. I've only got one. This is Wonderwall. Just kidding. This one's
gonna be a short show.
This one's World on Fire.
Ladies and gentlemen, Scott Turek.
Make me want to take acid.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can?
contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the recent past and a beautiful, beautiful day here in Reno, Nevada. It's Reverend Rory Dowd with my good partner, Mr. Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, and Brandon in the back studio. Kim can't make it in with us today because she's healing up. Chewy's still off in the far distance of the regions of the state. But we're happy to have the man, the myth, the legend, Scott Turek here.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hola. Hi, Scott. Nice to have you back.
I know. It's been a while.
It has. I want to say the last time was with the zoo.
Yeah, we've all aged pretty well.
Yeah. you're free from your enclosures and now running around the music landscape.
Yeah.
Doing solo projects. That was about, what, 3-4 years ago?
Man, probably closer to 4 or 5.
Four or five?
Yeah.
Damn. Shit, because it was the old house. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, it would. So like 12 or 13, it would have to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, wow. We've been here over 3 years.
I didn't know shit back then, you know. You know.
God, no, neither did we.
Still don't. But
yeah,
didn't back then either.
Neither do we.
Yeah, we still don't. You, however, you've been nonstop still working the Reno stage for the last 4 or 5 years. I see your name regularly in flyers with little shows around here and even regionally. You've been playing outside of Reno a lot lately, right?
Yeah, yeah. Just started picking up this folk music actually in the last year or so.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been doing a lot of DJ gigs, playing a lot
okay.
of electronic shows. It's kind of a back and forth, a weird anti-conundrum of each other.
We're definitely on opposite sides of the spectrum and you know, largely different audiences there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you ever incorporate any either the acoustic stuff with the DJ or the DJ stuff with the acoustic act?
That is an eventuality. However, uh-huh. I don't want to come across as some sort of weird country trap artist because that would just be strange.
My God. Yeah. My God.
But if there's any place you're going to do it, thank God it's here in Reno.
Yeah, you know.
Hey, hey, hey. Well, welcome back once again. I want to just take a little trip around the studio here and say hi to everybody. Nick, how's your week? How you been?
It was good. That was a beautiful song, Scott.
Thank you.
That was pretty.
I couldn't tell if it was actually doing it right because the whole time the headphones are slowly creeping back off my head.
Fuck.
Well, maybe if you got rid of that man bun, you'd have room for your headphones.
Hey, it's actually, got multiple uses besides douching. It's got, you know, good towel hanging capabilities, and I can keep headphones kind of on my head. But never
you would look great.
Yeah,
bald.
I mean, you're a DJ. You know how to do
Rick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Shaved head would be so hot.
Wait, aren't you bald?
Yeah, so like after the show, if you want to like fucking shave that shit off, I'm totally
Rick
down.
Will totally help shave you.
We'll go to the one you've been together, man. Let's go.
Yeah.
We'll have a shave party. So, dude, you're so goofy and happy, and then when you play songs, it's like hella serious.
I mean, yeah.
you're just like, woo, woo, and you're all goofy and happy, and then you play, and I'm like, it's Peter Murphy's son. off his meds.
Well, I mean, I think that's a testament to not taking life too seriously, but, you know, if I have a song to sing, it's got to be something that's a message, right? Maybe? I don't know.
I guess so. That's what makes you write.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you write when you were happy? You just go be happy.
Yeah, who was it? I can't remember who said it, but I don't know, something that I guess all musicians should strive for, and hopefully I'll reach that point one day. But I think one person, I can't remember the name, said, good music is music you can dance to if you're happy. And music you understand and listen to when you're sad.
That was Gabe Kaplan.
Was it? Okay.
It wasn't.
The guy from Welcome Back Cotter?
I was going to say, Gabe Kaplan's the teacher in Welcome Back Cotter.
That's a little obtuse, Rick.
Thank you, Facebook meme. I get all my quotes from memes nowadays.
I saw some good ones going on today, man.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah,
some
we did.
Good ones today. But back to your question, Roy. This weekend... was Father's Day. It was also the release of Tony's
Anthony Ashworth.
Yeah, Anthony Ashworth's Riff Eater.
It's a
book that he wrote. It's rock and roll and cooking.
Yeah, it's Tony's history and life with cooking and music and how I think they each inspired each other. I'm looking forward to getting my own copy of the book here as well as Diana, who's known Tony for years as a chef. I've known him for years as a musician, so we're really looking forward to like kind of read through the book together. But that show evidently was a big success, a great big book signing over the weekend.
And the food was phenomenal. The food was so good, man.
And where was that?
at the Saint.
Hey, the Saint, a lovely, lovely place right down there on Virginia Street. You should go check out for any shows.
Oh man, I remember it too, and I'm gonna go on Wednesday. I'm going to say the secret word, and if remember, it's not Iron Curtain, but it's something curtain.
And that's the brass, or wait, that's, well, no, that, no, that's the infirmary.
That would be St. James Infirmary on 544 California Street.
And I think it's Meat Curtain, right?
Yeah, some,
no,
is it Meat Curtain this week?
No, it is not Meat Curtain this week.
It was something curtain.
Well, I'm going to go.
It was Ceiling Fan this past week.
Oh, right.
And
I said that.
Nick came in and claimed his free drink.
Oh.
I mean, I will give it to anybody. I don't care if it's Nick. I don't care if it's, well, not Rick. I'd make Rick a mocktail. Right. I don't care who it is that comes in and says the magic word. So for this week's The Magic Word, if you see me at the bar Wednesday through Sunday of this coming week, the magic word will be apple.
God, that's lame.
I really, okay, this is just brain to face. I'm looking around your room, and these are things that I see. Scott has an Apple computer in front of him. So, Apple.
God. Wow.
Last week it was Ceiling Fan.
How about Swain's Rats and Cats?
There are no Swain's Rats and Cats in this room.
Very Kaiser Soze of you.
But Swain's Rats and Cats.
Mm-hmm. There's every opportunity to have Schrodinger's Wayne.
This week it is
an old vaudeville act.
Apple.
Where they had rats and cats.
It will
that
be.
Were trained.
Come see the live man-eating chicken.
Apples are cool too because
can they get something if they say Swain's Rats and Cats?
Stop pushing your agenda on everyone.
Yeah, Rick, take your agenda to DC with everybody else's agendas. But please come visit me at St. James Infirmary. I'm happy to buy you a drink if you mention the word apple. And everybody after the first person might get $1 off their drink. It's an exciting promotion. We're going to be running a lot of great promotions. We got some great live music coming up. Dave Hedell's doing booking for us. He's the lead singer of Swigs. We all know him. He's a good friend. On air personality, 89.1 as well. The radio station. So please get a hold of me or Dave if you're interested in playing some music at St. James or at the Saint.
Yeah.
So there's my plug for the week.
Nice.
Hey, Rick, do you want to plug Patreon now or should we wait till a later break or front load everything?
Let's talk about our weeks.
Yeah.
So that was a few songs first and then go.
Yeah.
Can we have some money?
Right.
But you should come in, Scott, and say the magic word. I don't care if it's you that comes in and says it.
Does it matter where? Because I'm still going to go into the Saint and say it, and people are going to look at me funny. But
No, you have to say it to me. I'm the only person that runs this special. Yeah.
I'm still going to say it at the Saint.
Nobody else knows about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just walk up to a bartender
for
at the Saint,
listeners.
Look them in the eye, and say the password. Like this way.
Apple.
And then a quick little wink.
And give them a knowing wink. Or maybe a nod of your head, you know.
It's what? Apple what? What do you want? Apple martini? Apple vodka? What are you talking
apple
about?
Apple bitters? Sure.
Yeah. Apple cider? Is that what you wanted? Because we got really good apple cider.
There you go.
High alcohol.
So if you
like the
to
fuck
confuse
out of any
some
other
bartenders, ask them the password.
That's one of my favorite.
You won't get a free drink, but it'll be fun.
Got it.
So far off.
So how was your week,
start.
Rick?
It was great, but this week I found out that I have thrips.
What's thrips?
It's a terrible condition. And it was bad last year, but then I thought I just... And then this year, the thrips were so much worse. And I finally looked
like
up
shingles?
On the internet. It's like shingles, but for trees. So my tree in the backyard was all crinkly, and I was like, what the fuck? And finally I went online and like looked at pictures, and they're all, you have thrips.
Well, your tree has thrips.
Well, but isn't it great to say thrips?
Yeah,
I was about ready to start planning the next Mary Anarchy for you.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Like,
I'm like,
to help me with my thrips.
My gay friend got thrips.
it's a new advanced stage of syphilis.
Very shrivelly.
So
that you get from masturbating furiously.
No, it's sad. It is the sweetest. It's the only. I got shit trees in the back that smell like jizz. You know the shit trees that smell like jizz?
No.
Anyway.
Rick, that's you, I think.
But that's what I've got in the backyard. And then I've got one good, nice tree.
Wait.
What, the purple
tree? Thrips makes your tree smells like jizz?
No, the healthy trees smell like jizz. The thrips don't want to eat the jizz tree.
The trees are just masturbating too much.
I got one good tree. You can see it out the back window.
What kind is it, that
It's
that
the little
one?
The little cute one. The little one that's in between the cherry tree on the left, and then the big crappy ones with the fronds, those are the jizz trees.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, but then the little bitty one, and then the leaves are all crinkled up, and it's good.
Yeah, I see
look, and it's all fucking all, I got thrips.
Can you give it a systemic injection?
Yes. So what I did is I
drilled
already...
a hole in the tree and then stuck his injector in there.
I thought that's how they got thrips.
That's how they smell like jizz.
I heard there's a lot of earwigs down there.
Thrip poison has come a long way. So, yeah. So now, Rory, it's a powder. And so I got the granules, and then you dig them into the soil, and allegedly it will make the tree poisonous to the thrips. And the thrips will die sucking on my tree.
Good, get them.
So.
Well, last year we had an elm beetle infestation and in both of our elm trees, and elms suck. But in our garden, so they were eating like all the leaves and their little holes, and we'd find the little bugs. What we did is we sprayed that seven dust on it. Yeah, S-E-V-I-N.
On the tree itself?
No, on our crops in the middle of the two trees.
Are you talking about the band?
Yeah, is that where they got name from?
Maybe, but it's S-E-V-I-N, and it's a dust. It's a little powder that you spray. Rick taught me this stuff. If you don't want to get it on your hands, it's incredibly toxic.
It's so poisonous.
It'll kill all of your household animals.
No, and it's delicious to animals, so they just want
to
lap it up.
We have to keep them inside overnight. But what happened, though?
Oh, my God.
We sprayed the whole garden with this stuff, and then over the next 4 or 5 days, thousands of elm beetles and elm beetle husks and carcasses and caterpillars fell to the bottom of my tree,
like,
and were just writhing in these masses that slowly turned into mulch.
They come out in the night, and you don't know how bad it is, and then you put the shit out, and then the next morning you come out, and you feel like Hitler. Because they're just like,
no,
they're like, twitching
kind of
and
weird.
Writhing.
Yeah. And you feel bad, but they're infesting your tree, they're eating all of your plants, and they're going to kill every green thing you have in your backyard.
It looks like the morning after Gettysburg, but in miniature. It's so horrific.
That's
a badass
band name, you know, Toxic
Morning After
mulch.
Gettysburg.
Toxic
Toxic Mulch. I thought Morning After Gettysburg.
That's the album.
Toxic Mulch, Morning After Gettysburg.
Yeah, but do you have an album? What's your most recent album name?
Oh, definitely don't have one of those.
No.
No, not yet.
Are you working on one?
It's an eventuality. There's so many eventualities
there's
in this
the title
room.
For you.
Yeah, Gettysburg.
How about a song that you're going to put on the album?
Eventuality.
How about you play one right now?
I can do that. It's about that time.
Yeah, let's have another song.
Yeah. How many do you got?
Exactly. He's one of those guys, Rick. We can just make him play all fucking day.
Okay.
He can just make up words and be fine. Toxic mulch
eventually becomes like Gettysburg the morning after. I didn't want to be there. And this is stupid, but sincere. Next song. Hey. There's a song.
Next song.
All right. Well, now the goof's got to go away, and we're getting all sad again. What the hell?
Wow.
He's cracking his knuckles.
Oh, yeah. Get the fingers limber.
I'm thinking about too many jokes. Not enough
pull
music.
Pull up your sleeves.
We'll fix it in post.
Oh, will I stay this way? Will I finally see
what fell?
Damn it! I knocked over my. We need a towel.
Oh no! Brandon, to the studio with a towel, please.
It's just on the carpet.
You gave me thirps.
Sam.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Sam, do you need another beer?
I was trying to be really careful not to do exactly that.
That's a terrible waste
it's
of beer.
Time, man.
Oh, no.
You just get too excited.
Scrub
and
little
and
Dutch
it's,
boy.
It's scrub. Scrub little Dutch boy. I haven't thought about that forever.
Wow, this place is filthy.
You like your motorcycle, don't you? So rubbing that's gas tank.
I'm just laughing. I don't have an idea what you guys are talking about. This
Your own private Idaho. My own private Idaho.
Great movie with River
I saw it
Phoenix
so many years
and Keanu
ago.
Reeves.
Except on VHS.
And they're male prostitutes in Seattle. It's really cool.
Hella hot. And there's this crazy Portland, German dude that like makes
that you'd
him
recognize
like,
as an actor.
And he makes him look like, because the Dutch boy cleanser has like a little Dutch boy on the front of it. And he's like, and he comes in, he's like, wow, this place is filthy. And then he makes him just, he doesn't have sex with him, he just makes him scrub stuff.
Put on a Dutch boy outfit.
Grab little Dutch boy.
Scrub.
So it's fucking like,
yeah, it's gay.
Sweet, right? I mean, I don't even,
quite literally, yeah.
It's weird. Because there was no man sex happening there. It was
but there,
right,
there, weird. Definitely male erotica.
No, okay.
Well, pedophilic dude, male erotica.
As a gay, gay man, like that, yeah. As a gay man, sometimes you just want to watch a younger man clean your floors.
Or play a rock show.
Right.
Hey.
With his shirt off.
So.
Under the hot lights.
Okay. That's why I like this podcast. It's educational.
The things we do for love and music.
I hope we can include this segment
somehow. Yes, it's gonna, somehow this is all going to be part of the show.
Punch it in right in the middle of the song where the bridge is.
This is your new bridge. You just take this recording and play it every show.
He hits that sample during the set. We're all there with him.
Look really confused on stage. That wasn't planned.
Yeah, and nobody liked it, but it's my art, fuckers.
Happy accident? Okay.
All right, should I should start playing? Okay.
Yeah. Let's do this again.
Take two.
Take two.
Or three. Yeah, we'll punch the noise of me knocking something over like later.
All right. Well, I ran to the hills in the final hours, looking out for a light in a dull, dark day. Hell, you left me in the wrong, and I don't know why. I followed my heart to the edge of a dull, dark day. Oh, will I stay this away? Will I finally see that I can love beyond my means? Come back down to the place where I lay my head. One by one, pulling needles from inside my cheeks that hold this tongue from the words that I long to say. Yeah, I was the fool for the fire when the sirens sang, and followed her sound to the edge of a dull, dark day. Will I stay this away? Will I finally see that I have love beyond my means? Come back down to the place where I lay my, come back down to the place where I lay my head. I'm bowing at the feet of all we're meant to be. Well, darling, it's never too late. On my way down, I'm forging a crown. I'm on my way to you. Ran from the hills in the final hour, looking back from the edge of a dull, dark day. Yeah, I found it in a crack where the light came through. When I busted it down, well, then along came you. I won't stay this way. I finally, I'll finally see. Oh, that I have love. Come back down to the place where I lay my head. Come back down to the place where I lay my head.
Very nice.
Dude, your voice is fucking really cool.
Yeah.
That falsetto is dope, man. That stunt, fucking dope falsetto.
Well, when you got like that,
so pretty.
That dude, deep, awesome.
Like, I was going to say creamy. You have a very creamy voice.
From nice. Peter Murphy, like you said, up to fucking Tiny Tim for a second or whatever. But it did sound as corny as I just can't think of another.
Let's talk about when we're actually going to punch that line in, though, we were talking about before this.
I think what's likely going to happen is I'm going to make the show be what just happened for real.
That's the easiest
thing.
Just leave it.
That's the easiest thing for me to do.
Excellent.
I may shorten the song before the beer drops, but that's all. Like, imagine if Rory spilled the beer earlier in the song to not make the audience wait for that awesome middle part.
Audience, we were like halfway through the song when that happened. Just to pull the curtain back.
And I'm an asshole,
way.
And that's why we had to reset. Scott, where can people find your music online?
I've got a website, scturek.com. Also YouTube, but you can find everything on the website. It's reddity and accessible.
Is it mostly
next
DJ stuff?
That's kind of my questions about this.
Is any of your acoustic stuff anywhere?
That's what I mean. That's all scturek.com.
Okay. Everything.
TUREK.com.
Do you have a separate thing for your?
Yeah. Okay. That's more like the Trap Lord trying to be anonymous, wearing a. No, I'm just. I haven't even thought about that as a path yet. It's normally just been fun, kind of jamming out or wherever a friend wants to go and play a show. That's the electronic stuff. But nice. The things that I've been really focusing on are making artistic videos with this kind of music.
Yeah.
Slowly expanding on the idea with this, bringing more musicians in. Like, I've got my friend Matt Bad, who is on drums now.
Friend of the show.
good dude. He hopped in very last minute for the first show that I've ever played live with this act, which was at the Loving Cup last week. Thank you so much to the friends and family that showed up. You guys are amazing. Slowly starting to expand out there. Now that I've got the capability of not being so shy.
Are you shy? You don't seem shy.
Are you?
I was going to say, you're quite the
20s
personable loquitur. I would not
are you in
have
your 20s?
Guessed you as a shy guy.
You're in your 30s.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no. The funny stuff is just like as a diversion. What do they call that?
Deflection?
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, me personally, I overshare about myself so you don't actually get to know the details that I don't want to talk to you about.
Excellent, yeah. We've got something in common, all right.
Yeah.
I don't know what I am.
Yeah, no, I would not have expected that of you. Because, again, I mean, you are quite the personal guy, and you always have been at shows. You're out there talking in a bit of a gift of gab and glad handing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
But speaking of which, you were just at the Loving Cup. Do you have anything else lined up in the future here for the acoustic act?
Got a couple of other gigs because of that, but
excellent.
Those are going to be waiting to be announced. However, the next show that I have is at Statewide Lighting for the Reno Art Walk.
Ooh.
Oh, what are the dates? Oh, cool. For that?
We're playing the Art Walk too.
That's Thursday the 28th?
Yes. That is the date. Thursday the 28th.
We'll be over on the Craft This Is Reno stage.
Sweet, sweet. Yeah. Where's that going to be at?
Right in front of Craft.
Oh, the Craft.
That's right. The name of the hipster beer place.
Excellent. Yeah.
So, and where's your stage at?
Statewide Lighting is right down Virginia Street.
Oh, the big ass light store.
Yeah, yeah, right next to
their
the
parking
stores.
Lot. Yeah. They have an enormous by El Adobe.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
that's right.
Oh, yeah, cool. Yeah.
Is that a big? Do they have a bigger stage over there or something?
Well, they have a huge parking lot.
They're going to have a considerably bigger stage than they did last year.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they've got all the bells and whistles and. Not as much craft beer, but definitely all the lights. All the lights you can imagine.
Well, and hell, El Adobo is across the street. You can get a pitcher of margaritas.
I might have missed it. Did you say what time you're going?
That's what I was about to ask.
6 to 9. And it's between a few different musicians. I myself am probably going to be going between 8 and 9. I just have to look at that email.
Man, that's our spot, too. We're going to have
to. Shit. Yeah, it's just down the street, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be with Treatem. Man, what are the
I like those kids.
I feel like an idiot right now because I haven't looked at that email in about a week.
sure.
Sarah. But yeah, I could actually look at it while we're talking here in a minute and re-announce it because that's what shame that's of self-promotion is.
You could. Like, you could do it right now, maybe. Like, start typing.
Yeah.
While I tell you who we're going to be playing with on the Craft stage.
Who are we playing with?
We are playing with Basement Tapes. Pink Awful,
oh my God.
Dead Sound, and then to close it all off, the One Ton Dooley at 8 o'clock.
I've never heard of Dead Sound.
I have not either. I'm looking forward to seeing a new band like play with us.
That's exciting. Cool.
I mean, Basement Tapes, I think they're going to start at 5:30. Pink Awful will be sometime in the 6 o'clock hour.
Have you seen Basement Tapes lately?
I saw a video of them on stage at Shea's the other night, but I have not seen them since the birthday party show at Travis's house.
Now they have Garrett on on lead guitar. They have
the G-Man.
Bob from Zoinks.
Yep.
And Bob's wife on bass.
Well, I knew that for a while.
The lineup expanded and the sound got better.
Fuck yeah.
That extra got bigger. Garrett's extra guitar.
It was a bigger sound, yeah.
Nice.
It's good.
No, they're still in development, but every time I see them, they grow in leaps and bounds. So I'm excited to see them. Pink Awful will be a great show to see them.
Sick.
Being that it's 2 days before their CD release show on the last night of Lincoln Lounge.
Oh, my
over
God.
On Third Street.
Oh.
That should be a pretty big show, and I definitely encourage people to go check that out. That's going to be a lot of fun
over
there.
Blow it out.
Yeah, Pink I mean, Awful. blow out the Lincoln Lounge with Pink Awful. That's like a hell of a way to go.
That's Reno as fuck.
Yeah.
When is the CD release?
The 30th.
And where's that at?
Lincoln Lounge.
Fuck, okay.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah,
I'm sorry.
It's 2 days after that. Yeah, 2 days after Art Walk, they're having their CD release show. But, so it should be pretty exciting to see them 2 days before the CD release. They're going to be pumped. They're going to be playing some of the newer songs, the more polished stuff. So
yeah, and they've been playing a lot the last couple years. And
very active,
the last couple months.
Getting a lot of notoriety, so happy for those guys.
They're on fire.
We wish them all the best. And then Dead Sound. I'm looking forward to meeting those kids and finding out what they're doing.
Yeah. And then Treatem's down the street.
Right. Around the corner with Scott. And then
some other people.
He's got his phone out. He's smiling.
Found it. Yeah, we're playing with the amazing Crystal McMullen. It's been a long time. I think the last time I played a live show with anybody was actually with her. And it was a long time ago at a wine place. And now we're doing the Art Walk. So with Treatem, Crystal McMullen, and Renee and Steve.
Renee and Steve.
Yeah.
I wonder who that is. those are just two of, I think, three or four stages for the Midtown Art
There's
Walk.
There's got to be someone at the Saint. There's got to be someone over at Shea's. There's got to be someone at the Recycled Records, I bet.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be huge
everywhere.
The event page is on Facebook. It's been a really great event the past, 2-3 years here that they've been doing it really strongly. A lot of people coming out for it. I'm hopefully going to bring my parents and my kids and all that shit, make it a family affair.
Maybe that's the last place I'd figured your mom at.
All right, you can stay home, young lady.
Riga
gets in trouble when she's not even at the podcast.
What'd I do?
Uncle Rick made you talk back. Uncle Rick can't make you do anything, but he did.
Cosmically.
You make your own decisions. You chose to say those words.
You make your own soundboard.
She can make a choice for herself.
But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, please check it out. Basically, it's 5 to 9. Everything will be done at 9 o'clock, at least, as far as the outdoor stuff. All the live music, 5 to 9, all over Reno on Thursday, July 28th, or June 28th. June. Yes, June. It's a week and a half.
Yes.
Next week, actually, for those of you listening today.
That'd be
Thursday.
A good DJ name, Rory. Oliver Reno.
Oliver Reno. Hey, nice to meet you.
Hi, Oliver Reno.
That's
here,
actually
and I'm
pretty
tell you
damn
a
good.
Story.
I'll have to talk to Oliver X.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's all over X's. No.
His magazine's good. Oliver Reno. For sure.
Oh, it sure is. It's one of the best local glossies we got. So I've run out of things to say.
No, it's time for the quiz. Dude.
I was gonna ask him for another song and then the quiz.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, that'll
quiz
fill
and
time.
Then the song
for sure. Oh, right, we can do it either way.
Do you not want to play another song yet?
I can do anything you want me to.
You kind of like to wait maybe a few minutes because you just played two songs effectively.
Yeah, no, let me ask the audience. Hold on. They want more music.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, the audience.
They want to hear a song first. They're like, oh, fucking quiz. Okay.
Quiz questions. All right. Well, let's see what we've got here then.
Do you have anything in a major key? Do you have anything that could be described as a train song?
Oh, yeah, this is a common podcast question.
It's a theme that we have.
Especially to acoustic artists. Do you have any train songs?
Or murder ballad.
Yeah, murder ballad would also be acceptable.
You're talking about train like the band Drops of Jupiter. That one?
No.
No.
Like actually like
hobo. Sounds like hobo songs.
Oh,
sounds
train
tracks and traveling shit.
Next, when you come back, please have a train song.
Or murder ballad.
Yes.
Murder ballads actually are superior to train songs.
How that started was Josiah Knight was playing, and he was singing a song about trains, and there's a fucking train in the background or something.
No, the train song, Grace Gatsby.
Was that Grace?
She's got a train song.
But no, I remember being on the podcast. Rick, tell me.
Yeah,
I'm
the whole
wrong.
Train song thing I've been asking since like season two.
Oh my God, that's fucking awesome. And I thought it came from, yeah. And then we hear the train going off in the window,
Yeah, it was on Josiah Knight.
Train's
episode.
Going by.
I have a sex song. Does that work?
That works.
All right, yeah. Sex songs are awesome. Let's
bring it on home.
I still think it's in a minor key, though.
Let's do it.
Minor.
It's
we'll
very
accept
sad.
The minor key.
In your pants.
A sad sex song? Like you're crying during coitus?
It always is.
Coital crying.
That's my DJ name. Hi, this is Coital Crying.
Down bring it up a notch.
Close your eyes for sweet surprises found in the morning sun. Fold your arms around my heart, bow down to the here and now. So let's dance for a little while the hearts are finally free. Silence now, reveal the sound of the voice in everything. Open your eyes, I'm in your hands. Love will save us from all that I am. Close your eyes for sweet surprises found in the midday sun. Our new laws of love and flower bow down to the here and now. So let's dance for a little while the heart is finally free. silence now, we feel the sound of a voice in everything. Ooh, open your eyes, I'm in your hands. Love will save us from all. Surprises found in the midnight sun. Shouts and phantoms fall from lies, bow down to the here and now. So let's dance for a little while. The heart inside us is silence now, reveals the sound of the voice in everything. Open your eyes, I'm in your hands. Love will save us from all that I am. Love, la da da, la da da da.
Damn.
Very nice. That almost that a train a cool song.
Dude.
Almost. It had that little junk chicka junk chicka junk chicka. Yeah, so that
but like,
works.
But like the song
that
is about like
the bill.
The song is about like that's what it's like to wake up next to Scott and have him climb on top of you.
Hi.
Right? I mean that's what I was getting from
that. That was your takeaway?
Yeah.
Chugga chugga chugging.
Chugga 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 chugga.
That was rad.
Choo choo.
Dude, all your music is so serene and soft and like moody, and that's fucking awesome. Anyway.
All I like minor it, keys, man.
It's excellent.
Some great ass folk music.
You might want to pop in one happy one so people can say you sold out.
A little like butt shaking dance tune.
Yeah.
You know. Oh yeah, definitely.
Don't
that's
listen
what,
to him.
Yeah. You know, Matt's joining me. We're actually gonna have some rhythm to this. And I'm no longer gonna be isolated, sad writing songs in my room.
About how you have no friends.
So I can
and
actually
haven't
make,
seen a girl in years.
I could actually make a song for my Tinder profile. This is gonna be great, guys. Awesome.
Stay wait, dark, did you say Scott, our stay Tinder dark. Profile?
Our
Tinder profile. Is that a royal we or you and Matt?
It's
you and Matt. Okay.
I mean, let's all join the party, shall we?
Spit roast Tinder.
Oh, boy.
Rick,
my goodness.
Let's do the short quiz
short
where
quiz,
we each
short
ask
quiz,
a
yeah.
major question and we each ask a rapid fire.
And I might ask too cuz I'm me.
So this is rapid fire. I have to
Roy
think about
can
things.
Make up the rules as he
goes. Yeah, the rapid like fire you will have to answer as fast as you possibly can. It's okay. They're one word answers.
Let's get it.
You're going to run?
I was getting ready for this.
Oh.
Breathing in.
Getting ready. Okay. And release. My music, please, Rick.
As you wish,
thank
Mr. Dowd.
You have to ask for it, Rory.
I do. I always have to ask for it.
I'm just sitting with my finger frozen on the button, waiting.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world. We're asked Scott lots of questions he may not want to answer, and it might reveal too much of his personality that he's already revealed on the show. Are you ready to play, sir? Awesome. I hope you understood all of that. I spoke very fast. Scott, rounding to the nearest 5, 10, 50, or 100, how many books do you own?
4.
And what was the last one you read?
Actually, it was the first Kerouac book I've ever read, The Road.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
Very good, very good. Congratulations, that's a good place to start. I have recommendations if you'd like to continue with that.
Yes, please.
Walter Van Tilburg Clark thought that book was a piece of shit.
A lot of people did, really.
Who's that?
It made me drop out of college.
The guy that wrote the City of Trembling Leaves.
He thought On the Road was a piece of shit.
Was a piece of shit. But he didn't say that publicly. Publicly, he defended the guy's right to write it. Privately, in a letter to his son, he was like, that book's a piece of shit.
But he's a writer, and we should totally respect that.
Yeah, no, he actually testified that it wasn't. Wasn't there some court case about it being obscene?
Yeah, exactly.
He testified that it was terrible that anybody would try to block that guy's right to say
anything. Fucking
A,
man.
So he defended it, but privately to his son, and this letter was printed in one of his biographies. He was like, that book's been written 100 times before, and if that guy had bothered to look into it, he would have known that somebody else already wrote that book.
Which is funny, because I see a lot of similarities between the main characters of City and Trembling Leaves and On the Road.
The
Tim Hazard and the Jack Kerouac fictionalized character are very similar characters.
That's probably what he's pissed about.
They were both beat.
All right. Anyway. Let's move on to Nick here.
Okay. I'm going to ask you the Fight Club question. If you could fight anybody in history, who would you fight?
Real person.
Oh, you could absolutely get away with it.
Oh, man. That's supposed to be a fast answer, right? This is not a fast answer.
No, these are rapid fire. You can think
we're
about
not on rapid
it,
fire okay? yet.
Oh, we're not
this
on the
is,
rapid
fire. This is the long form yet. Portion.
All right.
Essay.
Let's see. It would probably be Robert E. Lee.
Robert E. Lee.
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. A choice. I know a lot of people have brought that one up, but wonderful. Punch that white beard right in the face.
Yeah, he'd probably kick my ass, but I'd say I fought his ass. You know,
be good fight.
Yeah. Get all my friends together.
Dogwater Dick? What is your question, Dick?
When you're using the internet to masturbate, what keywords do you search to find pictures to look at?
Help.
Or videos.
Help.
Help porn. Oh, wait. That's going to be really
weird. That's not okay.
That's not okay.
That's going to end up with a lot of bad results.
It's all filmed at Home Depot.
The Armory.
I don't know if that's okay either. It's
well,
like girls
it is.
And guns.
I know a lot of military porn.
No, yeah. No, it's not military porn. It's actually a place where they shoot porn in the Bay Area.
Oh! Oh. The Armory.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Keyword.
Interesting. What quality. About Brandon? You got a question, Brandon?
He said no.
All right.
You're fired.
Well, fuck you, Brandon.
He looked up from checking his phone to say no, he doesn't have anything for us.
And my current favorite question, upon your death, where would you haunt?
Where would I haunt?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Gotta think about that one, too. Probably.
I'm not wearing a watch. I'm acting like I'm looking at a watch to make him nervous, but I'm not even wearing a watch.
You know, I'd rather be a ghost on a beach somewhere, man.
Beach ghost! Beach ghost!
That answer rules.
There
is no such thing as sand fleas. It's just Scott pinching you.
Yes.
Wow. What's your favorite drunk food?
My favorite drunk food would probably be, honestly, why can't I think of it? All I could say, it's like one of those things, I'm going to say this before I say the answer.
Yeah.
It's like one of those things where you say, I need a Kleenex, but it's not a Kleenex, it's a tissue.
Okay. Facial tissue.
Or like it's
petroleum jelly.
I need a Sharpie,
so
but it's a permanent marker.
Your favorite junk food is?
Golden Flower, which is Vietnamese food.
Right. Golden Flower. No, but that, being that it's a Reno institution, that's nice and specific.
Yes. Yeah, golden shower action?
No. Golden Flower.
That wasn't my keyword.
Instead of water. For a shower, it's gold.
Oh, it's not what we were talking about.
That wasn't my keyword.
So
it's off topic.
All right.
I love golden shower. I ate there yesterday, as a matter of fact.
We're going to hop over to the rapid fire portion of the show.
Rapid fire.
So I actually have to think about shit now.
Who wins in a fight, donkey or walrus?
Donkey.
Who? Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Circumcised or not?
Both. The circumcised.
Both.
Elvis or the Beatles?
Let's go with his first answer.
Elvis.
All right. If you had to live in a world that only had Star Wars or Elvis, which would it be?
Star Wars.
All right.
AIDS or cancer?
That was bold. AIDS or cancer?
AIDS or cancer. Which would you rather have?
Cancer.
Nice.
A beat up or arrested?
Arrested.
Gay or ginger?
Ginger? It's such a good herb.
And Coldplay or a cold sore? Which would you rather have?
Oh, man.
And you have to live with...
That was one of my guilty pleasures back in the day was Coldplay. I was about to say cold sores.
So he's into it. Okay.
I know, right?
Okay.
Oh, give him the Nickelback then. Hmm. Nickelback or herpes?
Herpes.
Okay. Yeah, that a boy.
Vampire or werewolf, which would you rather be?
Oh, vampire.
Okay. Yeah.
You've seen the shit that I wear, yeah.
All right, Scott.
I think we like Scott a lot.
You hear the songs that
good,
I play?
Good quiz answers. I wish there was somebody else you could have competed against, because I think you would have done well.
You passed the quiz. You passed. Flying colors.
Yeah.
Are we going to FaceTime Kim now?
Oh, should we do that?
I never thought of that. Like, we could, but it would be like kind of
you have
one-sided.
Her on your phone?
I don't have her on.
Oh, okay.
I do. I mean, I could, but I don't have any way to like plug the phone in.
Yeah. It'll be yes.
Well, no, you have a way. You just can't do it here.
Because I don't have the dongle thing.
We could just put it on speakerphone.
We could do it, and we could do.
Are you going to call her?
Yeah, I'll give her
a call. Let's call Kim.
Plug Nick's phone in.
She's been healing up.
Will Nick's phone just plug in? It's not like yours.
Let's leave.
You have a lightning charger thing too, or one of these?
iPhone.
Does it have a headphone hole?
Yeah, it has a headphone
hole. Oh, he's got an old one with a headphone hole.
Yeah, plug the headphone hole in.
Okay, I'll call Kim. Hold on. We're calling Cadillac Kim.
Yeah, untangle your cable. Yeah, you got it.
Your phone has
a
hole.
I'm untangling my wire.
Your tree has a hole.
Sexually.
I'm handing it. I'm adding the hard tip to Nick.
Sexually.
Turn to the left and plug it in.
Get in your hole. There we go. All right, plugged in.
Is it making noise?
Is it ringing or anything?
Oh, I got it turned up.
But it didn't make any noise when you plugged it in. That's weird. Shouldn't it make noise? Wait.
It was turned all the way down.
I've got it. There's a thing in here, too. Okay, how about now?
It's contacting. Calls use Wi-Fi or your data plan. Cadillac Kim isn't receiving calls right now.
Damn it!
Recording voice message. Hello, Kim.
Hi.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Kim. This is Rory and Nick and Scott and Rick in the other room.
You're on the Worst Little Podcast this week.
I'm waving, but you can't see me.
You can't see any of us waving at you or picking our noses.
And we miss you.
Licking boogers at Nick's phone.
We miss you and we love you.
We miss you and love you. Hope you feel better and heal up really well. And we'll see you soon.
Plenty of water and plenty of memes.
Send. Cadillac Kim missed a video chat with you.
That's cool. Hopefully Kim will tell us. Oh, well, maybe she'll have some hot pics that she wishes she could go to. Poor Kim. You don't have to do nothing this week, hon. Just heal up.
One great show that's going to be happening Friday, the 22nd. Yes, that's right. 22nd is Friday. Yeah. Let's see. Werewolf Club and, oh, shoot, who else is it? Damn it. Something.
Werewolf Club. That's a cool fucking name.
Werewolf Club and Ancient Pools at St. James Infirmary, June 22nd at 9 p.m. I'll be bartending for you that night. So
yeah, come in
on by.
And say Apple.
Yeah, come in and say Apple, and you'll get at least a dollar off your drink, if not a whole free one if you're the first person to say it. 9 p.m., $5 cover. Werewolf Club, local dreamy dance pop, Ancient Pools. Pools is warm synth pop band on tour from Olympia.
And
we have Olympia's in can at the bar.
That's right, which is that's
totally what you were going to say.
They'll feel comfortable.
And
what?
And if that's not your bag, baby, Murder Rock CD release party is June 22nd, that exact same day at Shea's. And it starts at 8 and it begins with the fucking unbelievably amazing Grime Dog and moves on to the additionally fucking unbelievably amazing Viva Revenge and Murder Rock and special guests doing blood dances and bullshit. I mean, you know how crazy those fuckers are.
Yeah, no,
and it's their CD release party. And by the way, if you want to know the songs before you go to the show, the Murder Rock new album Demonia is already out on Spotify.
Goddamn.
Demonia.
So,
there you go.
And
pretty,
it's amazing.
What do they call that when you make a lot of stuff? They're very
prolific.
Yeah.
They write like, and they always do, every time they record an album, before we're done recording the album, they have already scheduled the next recording date.
Wow.
They haven't written a fucking thing. They just schedule the next date knowing we have to have shit by that day. And so like 6 months down the road, we've already got the next one booked.
So
talk
on
about
Friday,
butching yourself.
If you go down to
Shays. Also, this weekend is RageCon, a big nerd role-playing game tabletop festival.
Oh, I thought it was like a domestic violence thing.
No,
yeah, I thought it was like
RageCon.
Veins are popping.
I was involved with the first couple years. I hosted their cosplay contest. And
I remember
stuff.
This. Yeah. We had a guy on.
Yeah, they're going to be at Whitney Peak this year instead of the casinos.
Wow, moving on up.
So yeah, that should be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Let's see. We've also got, this great state with Lucid and Vague Choir at the Saint.
Oh, dude,
this
what
is all
that?
On Friday. This is no, all Friday it fucking night.
Oh, at the Saint. Oh, shit. So you could go to, man.
Okay. Saturday.
It's right next door to itself.
Saturday, you have Lo La La at the Canvas Cafe.
Oh, my God. They're rad, too.
And that's, I believe, down in Carson.
Oh, okay.
Canvas Cafe. No, that's VC. VC, pardon me. And then at the Saint on Saturday is the Monique Jade Band with Nothing Like a Dame.
Oh, reunion show.
Yeah, the Nothing Like a Dame reunion show that you guys should not miss, featuring Lacey Madison and Kent Mura and a whole bunch
of
other
Lisa
really...
McQuiston in that? I don't remember. But weren't they on the show back in the day too, fellas?
Yes. Yes, they both of these bands have recorded with us, I believe.
Hmm. I'm going to have to do my research.
Yes.
Excellent. Sounds like a lot of good, fun stuff to go do
this
weekend. Yeah,
this is a busy fucking weekend in Reno as usual. So please go check out your local events and support musicians who are starving.
Have a drink. Have a dance. Go to the St. James Infirmary and say Apple to Rory Dowd for $1 off and or a free drink if you're the first one. You can do that at Shay's. Go up to the bartender and say Apple. You might get punched in the face, but it's still going to be just as drunkenly delicious.
Yeah, and then if you videotape
if it's TR, ask
thing,
him how his ass is.
Post that shit to the worst little podcast site and you'll get a free drink from Rory for a couple weeks or something.
Oh, if you get punched in the face at Shay's for saying my code word there and take a video, I will absolutely hook you up. but no, really, go in and ask TR how his ass is doing.
All right.
He had ass surgery.
Oh, so, I was intrigued. Yeah. What's going on? What's going on down there?
Oh, speaking of asses, how's your wife?
Doing update quite, on her taint.
Doing quite well. We're still.
Have you still not?
We're still on the disabled list when it comes to coitus. Yeah. but you know, Amy, I don't mind. I love my wife and just patiently.
No,
waiting,
now I'm interested
my child.
In how many months it takes to be better from a terrible thing like. I mean,
no,
it's a beautiful thing, Rick.
It's like major surgery. It's 6 to 8 weeks.
Oh no! I my whole week was filled with. I would walk up to strangers
you're
and be like...
You're just thinking about whether or not I'm getting laid?
No. The whole discussion about the baby's head and the ripping and the stage 4 ripping.
Yeah.
That whole thing just blew my mind. All week, I'm like, did you guys... I was walking up to other men being like, did you know that this is what happens?
Man.
And that ripping is better than cutting? And like, all that whole thing was so horrific. So I'm interested in like how... quickly, you're back to having normal coitus.
Category 4 rip.
Yes.
So since you qualified that with normal coitus, give that till like October or September, dude.
Jesus, God in heaven.
Having coitus at all, well, hopefully July here. But our regularly scheduled activities and our... we were quite calisthenic and
you don't have to get detailed.
Prolific. So like to get back to that point, it's going to take... a little time.
Cramping your dick there, huh?
And now we know.
It's like that Madonna song. What was it?
Put it in the butt.
Like a bird.
Oh, I thought express yourself.
Yeah, no, doing the butt. Yeah, that's
do it in the butt. Sexy.
Ooh, you touched my tra-la-la. My ding-ding-dong.
Okay.
I'm looking at your wang, man.
Whoa.
Another song?
Yeah, Scott, save us, please.
All right, we're gonna take it down a notch with another minor song.
I got a report from Cadillac Camp. It says, guys, two black hearts.
Oh, black hearts.
Yeah.
So she got the message. She just didn't get the phone in time.
Yeah. Hi, Kim. This song's for you.
Oh.
Now Scott's decided to change
what he's
playing.
Which one am I going to play? The last one was...
I don't got
lesbian communist.
Hey.
Did you say communist?
Kim is not a communist.
Jack off to him, please.
What does that sound like? What's his face? Adam from... I can't remember his name.
Corolla,
yeah. What is it?
Oh, does he sound like
a
Adam
little
Corolla?
Bit? You know, he's got a deep voice. No, that's Chewy, our other co-host who works.
Oh, we
on
got
the
tasered
mines.
By the police for not holding still when they told us.
That's Corolla. That's definitely Corolla.
That's Chewy.
That was a weird drop, man.
I don't know why I saved that.
That was a random one.
For good use. I'll play a little bit of a happier song. Let's do that, huh?
Okay.
Simpler but happier. Far from home, yeah, your light. When all you have is hope, turned away from all I've known. Scale these walls that I once owned, yeah, your light. When all you have is hope, when all have is hope. You make your heart your home. Fill these hands with heart and soul. Let the wind take me far. Yeah, your light. When all you have is hope, turned away from all I've known. Scale these walls that I once built. Yeah, your light. When all you have is hope. When all you have is hope. Make your heart your own. Now don't tell me, darling, that I won't be free. I won't be left now. My feet all touch the ground. Don't bury me, I'll go. When all you have is old.
Dude, that was a little happier.
Like, that and was, I was waiting, uplifting. But that I was hopeful.
I was waiting for the other shoe to drop, like, then she dies of cancer at the end of the song. But it didn't. It really was a happier song. That was great.
All right. And fuck, does it sound like a train? Did we run a train?
That was a motorcycle.
Yeah, there was a motorcycle at the end, though. Yeah.
It was a motorcycle song. Yeah.
It's like, whoa, that's a cool effect he's getting on his... Oh, no, that's a motorcycle outside.
But you could hear the Doppler effect as he drove away.
Yeah.
It was like the end of the song as the motorcycle drove away.
He sounds like a Goldwing.
Very cool.
Oh, Patreon.com.
Yes.
So, you guys, if you want to help us to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast and give us a little bit of money and a monthly donation of anything. $5 a month would be so awesome. Very few people actually do this because our audience is lazy and cheap. But... if you do, you will be part of the select few that that actually helps make this happen.
And if we ever do have some sort of special live event, y'all would be the first people to get invites.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And not have to pay a ticket.
No, we know.
You already paid.
Free passes.
We know based on our Patreon that that we should do nothing for anybody because none of you care.
No, nobody cares and gives a shit. Well, like, all these years we ask people to interact with us on our Facebook
nothing.
Or the website.
Nothing.
Like 8 comments. Total.
I do.
Worst.
I do run into people who say they listen.
1,000 fans and 8 comments. All right. In 8 years, so, yeah.
I'm just glad somebody's downloading it.
We would interact with you guys more if any of you chose to interact with us. Being a Patreon patron certainly would count as interaction. And frankly, when we would have things to give to the audience, our Patreon patrons would be the first people.
Hmm. Absolutely.
Now you go to Last Podcast on the Left's Patreon page, and they're making like 10 grand a month. You go to ours, and it just goes to show.
$8.
Yep.
Who's getting 10 grand a month?
Last podcast on the left.
Ah, that's a cheese man.
Well, they're okay. they're kind of cool.
They're fucking amazing. Yeah. But I think we're really good too.
I think we are too. We've got a lot of supporters out there, and really, folks, you know,
no, we love you. I'm just giving everybody shit.
And no, I do want to make a good point here. Nick, Rick, and I, and Chewy, we regularly do go out to shows and do pay covers to all the bands that we go see, except for maybe our good friends.
Not as much as Kim, though.
Kim goes to all the fucking
shows.
And Kim probably pays cover at more than half of them, I would say. Now, she knows a lot of door folk and band folk and gets in because she's press. Because she's press at that point.
Well, yeah, and she has a lot of friends who are like, I put you on the guest list.
But, I mean, and I'm not saying this like, ooh, we do for you, you should do for us. But just put things in perspective. When we go out and see shows and pay our $5 cover weekly. Monthly, at the very latest, at least. And we do this show 8 years for free for people. And, you know, we're just putting out a hat. So if you got a couple extra bucks, throw some at us. Because, you know, this is a band that we perform every week for you guys. And we know there's dozens of you out there listening.
It is an amazing service that all of the artists and listeners definitely appreciate. As a matter of fact, that's how I met Kim at the Gina Rose and what? Other show was it at
I
the
Saints?
I love
Gina Rose.
It was the
and we said who she was playing with, and I can't remember.
The band from
it.
The Bay Area, terrible at names. Good at
Sickies It? No,
good at forgetting them.
No. She played. They play with Dead Country Gentlemen.
I was reintroduced to Kim through my good friend Liam Kyle Cage.
Yes, Liam. Also good friend of the show.
Yeah, he's
very talented individual.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know, if it weren't for him, I wouldn't be playing here that much either. So.
All right. Shout out to Liam. Love it.
Yeah, no, he's a big personal supporter of the show. I know he spreads the good word of us wide and far.
Dude, and his naked Christmas pick is still on my desktop. So
and one of our most liked and tracked with photos on Facebook.
Sometimes I'll just be sitting here and I'll double click on it and just be all, yep, there's Liam naked. Okay, back to work.
Kind of ripped.
You have to admit that was a little gay.
Right. Oh, that was fucking stupid.
Only if he was crying with it. Did you have a little tear? Was
no, there was a smile in his eye. You know, a twinkle in his eye. Okay, that's what made it gay, because he's happy.
Oh, you guys thought I meant like a homosexual. No.
No, well,
I meant happy.
You were asking Rick about it, so yeah.
Anyway.
We assumed.
Everybody's a little bit gay in that situation.
The fact that Rick keeps it on his desktop, that's a little
extremely
gay.
Extremely gay. Extremely gay. And you can just see, and it's got the little itty-bitty picture, like, because it's on the desktop.
The preview.
And so you can just make out the, like, hey, is that a naked dude with a Santa hat and a guitar?
Yeah, it is.
Double click on it. You can see it. Yeah, anyway.
Is that a bottle cap? Made out of a dick? Wait, bottle cap opener?
So real quick, for like review, we can find you on Facebook and scturek.com.
Oi.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you have a fan page or just your personal page on Facebook?
I've been posting stuff through a personal page because I think it has a little bit more visibility, but I do have the page.
Musician page?
I'm starting to make its comeback. I definitely share everything through that.
Excellent. Well, please, friends, go check out Scott on the internet where you can find him and his next show at the Wine Walk on the 28th. Go see him and then come see One Ton Dooley. See Little Both. They're just a couple blocks away. I wouldn't want to take anybody from you, but I don't want to encourage them not to see us.
I mean, it's going to be a great day of shows. That's what it's going to be all about.
Yeah, so really. It was a lot of fun. Midtown Art Walk, walking around and getting loaded in the heart of the city.
If you bring some friends and you just start hitting on each other and you don't want to be around, just like split your group and go see both of us.
That's an excellent idea.
Start fighting and then go see us both.
Get drunk, and have sex.
Yeah.
Right there in the Art Walk.
One side has margaritas, the other side has beers.
Hey, be bold. Hey. Live out loud.
We have tacos.
Shoot the juice, Timmy Moose.
I love this place.
So I guess we'll just wrap it up now. For Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, Cadillac Kim, Chewy, and all the interns, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying, life is short and I love you. Good night, ladies.
So have a great day, okay?
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Shadow, won't you show me who you are? tired of reaching out into endless dark. Flickering like the flame that holds you in, I'll hold you in. Won't you show me, child, now who you are? I'm not ashamed of what or who you are. If only you can see yourself right now, dancing along the edge of this diamond well, I'll hold you then, I'll hold you. Just a child in my father's eyes, flickering like the flame that holds you in. I'll hold you in, hold you in, I'll hold you in.
Many of them claim they have found some kind of new feelings, new insights.
Dogwater Studios.
A new religious experience.
How dare you.